Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We warmly welcome the delegation of Colombia, and we would like to thank the head of delegation for their comprehensive national report and detailed presentation today. We welcome the national report of Colombia, which demonstrates the important progress achieved in implementation of the comprehensive peace agreement. We highly appreciate that this progress has been achieved despite the difficulties emanated from the election process. The peace agreement is an exemplary document in that it is in a way a roadmap to address human rights issues in a comprehensive way. Therefore, strong commitment of succeeding governments to implement it thoroughly is crucial to secure sustainable peace and higher standards of human rights for Colombian people. Along with the international community, we are very aware of the challenges ahead. First and foremost, violence continues. With a view to tackling the root causes of violence, addressing the land issues is of utmost importance. In that respect, we welcome Colombian government's efforts to restitute land to campesinos and support further acceleration of this process. Turkey recommends Colombia to develop alternative penal procedures to control prison overcrowding, to put in place legal measures to prevent the recruitment of children into the armed forces, and finally, to ratify the optional protocol to the Convention Against Torture. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.